You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. People in Wisconsin and around the country have had their eyes on the nation's capital all this month. It started with an insurrection, which led to former President Trump's second impeachment. Then the nation watched as the inauguration heralded the beginning of a new presidency. WUWM's Mayon Silver spoke to several local voters with different political ideologies about the recent turmoil in American politics.
Hi, my name is Van Mobley. I am the president of the Village of Thienesville, and I voted for Trump in 2020.
And so, you know, we just had the inauguration. There's a change in leadership from the presidency, from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. What are you feeling about that change in leadership?
Well, I voted for Trump and I preferred Trump, but Biden is the president. And so I wish him the best and all the best. There are a number of areas that I always vote on that determine my vote, foreign policy and the economy primarily. And I certainly hope that Biden will follow some of Trump's lines on some of the foreign policy. For example, Trump's foreign policy featured extraction from the Middle East and putting Iran in a box. Now, I think that that's a very good policy. And Biden, although he ran against it, he still has wiggle room. He could more or less resume that policy, and I think it would be good. I also think that Trump put us in a good shape with the China relationship. That is, we can no longer really become subordinate to them on an economic level. And the Trump tariffs are a very good way to sort of keep a little space. On the internal economy, we featured a manufacturing renaissance. I think that's important. Energy independence is important. And then rising wages for the lower and middle classes. So those were very good trends emerging in Trump because of his policies. Yeah, on the COVID, you know, I think that my own view is that we have overreacted simply because we haven't really calculated the risk reward with the policies that we've chosen with the COVID. There are serious downsides to the lockdowns as we've pursued them. And I don't know that the upsides were as great as people imagine. Now we're left dealing with the downsides. I certainly hope that the vaccine puts us on the way towards sort of moving forward because we can't really and don't want to remain locked down. I am not opposed to further stimulus, and I think a bipartisan deal between Republicans and Democrats in the House and Senate on some further COVID action. I know that President Biden is calling for that, and I would be willing to go along with that. I like to see some of the details. So I think there's an opportunity for some bipartisan support in that area.
And so your take, just a snapshot, nutshell take of the impeachment and the riot. Well, what about the riot that happened at the Capitol?
I condemn the violence. So I don't think that the riot was a good idea. I don't believe that Trump's speech incited it. You know, we had a lot of riots that were violent, and it was generated by people on the left and the right. And we really... We need to figure out what's going on there and do a better job of preventing it. At the Capitol, I would say that we had some massive security failures.
And Trump didn't cross the line in what he was riling everyone up with for the few weeks ahead of counting the Electoral College.
No.
Okay. And really quickly, in that no answer, why would you describe that he's not responsible?
I think politicians who call for people to fight and work hard and protest, that's what the people do in the United States, and that's fine. The question is violence. I don't think that the people who went down there to the riot, I don't think that they were terrorists, Mayon. If they were terrorists, they would not have given it up so easily.
My name is Dennis Walton, and as far as my political affiliation at this time, I am a independent. And then as it pertains to my vote for 2020, I didn't go either way. I wasn't confident in either of the votes, so I did not vote Republican or Democrat.
What was the reason you felt like you couldn't choose either candidate?
It was so much bickering between the parties and the identity politics, and it was almost like choosing what gang are you in. You know, I really saw a lack of respect for each institution, whether it be Republican or Democrat. You know, Democrats had zero respect for Republicans. Republicans had zero respect for Democrats. And I just think that as a mature adult today, in today's world, you get tired of seeing individuals who claim that they're fighting for the freedom and the democracy of a country fighting in a manner where you're not welcoming democracy and you're not welcoming the values of others, no matter what side of the aisle that they fall on.
All that having been said, the fact that it was a contentious 2020, the fact that the country is going through so much and that the parties maybe didn't speak to you, we still just had a change in leadership in the presidency of Donald Trump to Joe Biden. How do you feel about that change in leadership in a nutshell?
Because I want to stay hopeful and optimistic, I'm going to, you know, just stay in prayer and give the Biden party the benefit of the doubt that they'll do the right thing. I think that the way that the transition of power took place was sad. And I think it really embarrassed America. But I think it also revealed, you know, some of the core issues that we're still dealing with in our country today.
When you say do the right thing from the Biden administration, what are the issues that are most important to you?
Well, the things that are most important to me are the reconciliation and the healing of family, and in particular, the Black family. You know, when I look at my community, that is like the number one reason why we're divided. So that's really important that we get fathers back into the homes. That we also create an equality amongst all people to where people are not feeling disenfranchised from the system. And then we really, you know, just heal the mindset of being divided, you know. So I don't like to see the country divided as far as party lines. I like to see a real process of democracy and people working as a whole.
And what would you like the federal government to do to help you and others in Wisconsin?
There are so many things that we need. I think we need to look very closely at, you know, the criminal justice system. There's a serious imbalance, you know, as far as people of color being incarcerated. We need to look at the laws that are affecting, you know, communities that have people unfairly and unjustly being incarcerated and bring balance to that system. And we need to you know, actually look at people who are incarcerated and the time that they have on the books, and we need to bring forth expungement laws. We need to create more pardons. So I think looking at the criminal justice system is something that's really, really important. They've been talking about reparations for a very long time, and I think that the federal government really needs to look at reparations and see, you know, how it's benefited other cultures and other races that they've given reparations to, and really examine, is it the right thing to do for the African American community?
And then we just sort of touched upon it, but if you wanted to add a little bit about, you know, what happened at the Capitol, the riot that resulted in President Trump being impeached for a second time, what's your reaction to that, and what do you want to come out of that?
With the impeachment, I think we have to be practical about, is that something that's going to be accomplished? Is it something that's going to continue to further divide the country, or is it going to give us the opportunity to heal and bring closure to a presidency that we want to get beyond and get past right now?
My name is Othman Adda. I'm actually the director of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee. Generally, I've voted Democratic for many years. There were one or two elections that I did actually vote Republican. I was very dissatisfied. I kind of consider myself pretty independent-minded, and this time I definitely voted for Biden. And in fact, I encourage many people to vote for him because I wasn't satisfied with the direction of our country.
And what are you hoping for most with this new administration?
You know, I think there's a lot of changes that are needed, especially to reverse many of the things that the Trump administration tried to do. The Muslim ban, limiting immigrants from coming here or visiting here, DACA, you know, stopping the entry of refugees as part of established programs of the United States that have been in existence for decades. I mean, we're a country that has actually always welcomed people suffering from war and other, you know, issues. So I think we would go back to that. I think that just a return to science, especially for the pandemic, I think that the Biden administration has to, though, definitely increase the number of vaccines that are being given. I really think the timeline needs to be shortened so we can get most of our country immunized in a much shorter period of time so we could get the economy back on track. I think we need to work again with the world, with multilateral organizations such as WHO, UN. I think that we also have to work with the rest of the world in terms of issues related to climate. And I think there's a lot of foreign policy issues where we have to stop coddling these dictators that the Trump administration was trying to coddle and really move to prioritize again human rights and the rights and freedoms of people around the world.
And specifically, let's look a little bit locally. What would you like the federal government to accomplish for people in Wisconsin?
Well, I think many of these things will impact Wisconsin. For example, the issue of the vaccines. And I think that there's issues with regards to racism. I mean, living here in Milwaukee, I think that that's something that's very evident. The institutional racism has to be addressed. Of course, I'm also concerned about living wages for individuals. I think that upping the minimum wage, especially, you know, you have workers who are providing for families. But I do believe that healthcare is a human right, especially here in an advanced country such as the United States. I think it's a scandal that people don't have basic health insurance, all people. So all of these, I think, have a local component and a national component.
And of course, the beginning of the year, there was a riot at the Capitol, an insurrection, which resulted in President Trump being impeached a second time. And then, of course, there will be more trials in the Senate. What is your reaction to that, and what do you want to come out of that?
You know, I've been for now a number of years, actually from before Trump was elected, I took a very strong opposition, public opposition to his election because of the type of personality and the type of things that he was saying. And I think that the result of what he was doing and some of his staunchest supporters, that truly led to the insurrection. It's kind of like where Muslims were told, hey, you guys got to condemn groups such as ISIS because you're allowing them to do what they're doing if you don't condemn them. Well, you know what? Now we're expecting people to condemn people like Trump and Cruz and all of these others who were really inciting people to do the kind of things they did. Again, I'm not saying this is true of all Trump supporters, but I think that we need to be clear that there is a segment of them that have taken this extreme position. They're waving the flag, acting like they're a bunch of patriots, and yet they defiled one of the most important buildings that represents our country and our institutions.
Van Mobley is the Thiensville Village president. Dennis Walton is the outreach coordinator at the Milwaukee Fatherhood Initiative. And Othman Atta is the director of the Islamic Society of Milwaukee. They all spoke to WUWM's Mayan Silver about the political climate of 2021 and their hopes for the new administration.